Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah! Now, after Thanksgiving, I think you're going to have two dad buds.
Yeah.
You know, I learned something today.
What?
You know the people that pull around the balloons, the floats at the Thanksgiving Day Parade for Macy's, New York City?
Yeah.
They have to be 120 pounds.
I mean, I don't know them personally, but yeah.
Or else they'll float away. So you need to be at least 120 pounds.
Okay.
And you need to take a course in physics and science ahead of time so that you sort of know what's going on with the balloons. To me, I'll just watch on TV.
Yeah, same here.
No interest.
Again, Covino and Rich broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis. At Covino and Rich is where you can find us.
And to wrap up that last conversation of things that have evolved in our lifetime, UFC, watching the NFL go global, pickleball, the list goes on and on.
Somebody said Pornhub. I'm not going to say who.
Someone did say. Yeah. Smut. Smut has gone to a whole new level. Think about it. You were trying to...
At your fingertips.
You were trying to steal your dad's hidden Playboy magazine.
Right.
Kids don't have to deal with that anymore. The other thing is the phone. Not just the phone. The camera. It is wild to think that we could take a picture or a video of anything at any time. And for generations, it was like, yo, you wouldn't believe what happened or what I saw. There's no excuse for that anymore.
No, not at all. Everyone taking too many pictures at all times.
How many pictures
even when I'm
are
at
on
the
your
gym.
Phone? How many are on your phone right now?
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm just curious.
My hidden folder or my actual folder?
Your actual folder.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
let's see. 17,512. But I haven't been an iPhone user my entire life.
Okay, I got two little kids.
Yeah.
29,300.
Jeez.
That's insane.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
Wow. Well, again, we're Covino and Rich, and we're going to play Iron Mike Trivia. Ooh. Later this hour. It's a Mike Tyson Tuesday, and Brian O of the No Show is going to try to retain his
title.
His title. He's a two-time champion.
Well, before we do all that, we got to welcome a friend of the show, a guy that we love, a guy that's gone viral in the last 24 hours
yeah.
for his new bromance with Patrick Mahomes. Give it up for our pal, Henry Winkler, everybody. What's up? How are you, Henry?
Gentlemen, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, sir.
Thank you.
We see you.
What an experience that was.
You know, and it's gone viral. Like, we couldn't even imagine. How do you feel about it, seeing all these people talk about your new bromance, like Rich said?
You know, first of all, I don't see that, but you know, I was on a talk show with Rich Eisen, and he asked me a question about Barry, and I just thought it's a sports show, and I'm going to put it out there. And I said, "Do you know Patrick Mahomes?" That was like in the summer. And then this past Sunday,
wow,
there I am. Oh, my God. What a wonderful happening.
Wowie zowie, as the great Henry
Wowie
Winkler.
Zowie.
Wowie zowie. By the way, we are real pals with Henry Winkler, the Fonz, here on the Covino and Rich Show.
True.
On a personal note, Henry, we miss you, and it's really so great to see you. So when we saw the story, we were really happy for both of you guys because, you know, you're two legends, two icons, two worlds colliding. And I just want to know how it felt while you were smiling ear to ear, just waiting there on the sideline. Like, what was going through your mind when you were watching all this happen?
Okay, so there I am on the sideline. Now, this is really, I saw USC play when my son Max went to USC. So I was on the sideline, and Pete Carroll was the coach. And when he moved to the Seahawks became my team because I was rooting for Pete Carroll. And now there I am watching at home. I'm watching this phenom play ball at a whole other level.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, everybody talks about how great this one is, how great that one is. And then there's Patrick.
Yeah.
You know what, Henry? I don't know if you remember this, but I'm pretty sure you do. When you were on our show on SiriusXM, you had a memorable meeting with Bruno Mars on our show. Remember that?
Not only do I remember that, I have the autographed picture from that day. We were in a glass booth.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
We were doing an interview, and he walked by. And I lost my socks.
Well, I remember what you said to him, and I'm wondering if it's the same sort of thing. You said that greatness comes from people who need to do what they're doing, who need to do what they're doing. Is that how you feel about Patrick Mahomes when you see what he does on the field?
Well, here's the thing. There are great players, no doubt. And then there is somebody who is so zen in the center of himself that all of a sudden he sees more than the average bear.
Yeah.
And he improvises. And there is no drama. There is only winning. And I have this theory that he kind of like says, "Oh, well, I'm going to get behind a little bit because then I'll win and I'll make it more interesting for myself."
Yeah.
You know, to be in that stadium and watch, because the Chargers quarterback is very good. He threw a ball from here to Montreal.
Yeah. You know? Yes, he's also very good, but
very good. But he is not Patrick. And then all of a sudden, in 1 minute and 30 seconds, the game went from, "Oh my goodness," to, "Oh my goodness."
And it was a great game. And during your interaction with Patrick Mahomes, Henry, you said there's always a place at your dinner table for him. Will you have dinner with Patrick Mahomes in the offseason? Are you going to follow up?
Well, that's how it started. When I was telling the story to Rich Eisen, I said, if Patrick Mahomes hears this and he comes to my house for dinner, he will have a chicken stuffed with ricotta and spinach.
Nice.
With a sauce that is reduced, a reduction that will make his mouth happy. And his wife and his children, his mom, who I met, his brother, his sister. So yes. And he said to me, I'm going to keep you to your word on your dinner. And I said, there is always a seat at my table for you.
I loved it. We all loved the encounter. That's why it's gone viral. Did you meet anyone else there on the sidelines? Travis Kelce, anyone else that sort of just blew your mind? Maybe just by the pure massive size of them? Like, what stood out to you?
Well, I will tell you that Mr. Kelce had on a shirt that said the Fonz football family.
I love it.
And he was looking for me, but I was kidnapped by Mr. Reed's wife, Coach Reed's wife. And she took me, and I took a picture with all of the wives of all the coaches of each department.
That's great. You know what I love about you, Henry? The mutual respect that athletes have for your legendary status in TV and movies. And you seem to have that same respect for people that, you know, are elite in the world of sports.
But not just elite. And, you know, when you said before, my definition, like with Bruno Mars, he needs to make music. That music needs to come out. The same thing with Brandi Carlile. When you see her, it is like watching another Bruce Springsteen. 3 hours, plays 7 different guitars, generosity with the audience, with the musicians on the stage, great music. That is what touches me deeply, and then I have to let them know.
Henry Winkler, from the days of Happy Days to Barry, besides your new friendship with the Kansas City Chiefs, Mahomes, Kelsey, the whole crew. Any other?
And let's not forget the Chiefs Nation.
Chiefs Nation.
I know. They embraced you with open arms, man.
Oh, they were so wonderful. They were so wonderful to me. And, you know, you guys, you did your first show in California at my dining room table.
That's why when we hear you invite Patrick Mahomes for dinner to your home, we know you're not kidding. We know you're not messing around. That's a genuine offer from Henry Winkler, and it's so exciting to see. Henry, what do you do with that jersey that you got, that Chiefs Winkler autographed jersey?
I have worn it around the house.
Just the jersey.
Yeah.
Just the jersey. Well, my wife likes that part. And she also said I look good in red.
See?
You know. But what a thrill. And you know what was so amazing? And I'm telling you, because when I was chatting with him, I was present enough to realize how present he was.
Yeah.
It was not like talking. How many times I've met somebody and they go, yeah, really good to meet you. You know, I got a big show to do. I got a game to play. And thanks so much. And like, good luck to you. He was right there with me. And he was so excited that he had this surprise for me.
Yeah.
Which was the jersey with my, he said, you know, it's got your name on it.
You know what? I think that's why people really love this moment, because we felt that from the two of you and that mutual respect that Rich thought of and explained. And I saw Rich watching this. I'm going to call Rich out. I saw him get a little teary-eyed.
I said the world needs more moments that like you and Patrick Mahomes had. The world needs more of those loving moments.
Do you know what? I'll tell you something. What we need to do is, and I do this, is we need to tell those people that inspire us or that touch us in some way, we have to let them know that happened.
Yeah.
You know, that you had an impact, that you are great at what you do, instead of just thinking it and talking about it with a buddy. And I'm telling you, just from being an actor, when people say that to me, it closes the circle.
Yeah,
because you do it. I love doing it. I love Barry. We just finished the fourth season on Friday, last Friday. And when people talk to me about it, it feels unbelievably wonderful.
I mean, you won an Emmy for Barry. You're an Emmy Award winner for Barry.
Sure did.
Henry, let me ask you one last thing before we'll let you get on with your day. Fox Sports Radio, Covino and Rich. In all your years, like I said, from Happy Days till Barry, any other fun sports interactions, baseball, football, basketball, any other times where you found yourself in a very interesting position?
Okay. We had tickets for the Lakers when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Michael Cooper, Norm Nixon, Jim Worthy, all those guys were playing.
The legends.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And we had seats and we went all the time and it was unbelievable at the Forum. So because I was on TV and that I got to go into the locker room to meet all of the guys who made me feel like I was about as tall as a toothpick. But Jabbar took off his jersey and tossed it to me. And I had no idea. So I put it in. I thought he was giving it to me to put in the laundry bag. I had no idea he was giving me his jersey, his shirt.
That's amazing. It was a jersey swap. He wanted your leather jacket.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was giving you his jersey. That's awesome.
Well, I have seen him many times since. And his son and Michael Cooper's son, they were in my daughter's class in preschool, in kindergarten. So I got to see them a lot. And that was an amazing thing to watch those guys play magic.
Oh.
When he came. And then I played softball with the Happy Days ball team against Magic and some All-Stars.
And let's not forget his good relationship with, you know, Rocky Balboa. You know?
Well, that's right.
Yeah, you know.
See me? Oh, what? I just spoke to Sly.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You mean the Tulsa King?
I called him because he is so good in Tulsa King.
Absolutely.
I mean, he is back.
Yes.
Holy tackle.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm at bat. Now, I'm not a good ball player because I learned with the Happy Days ball team how to play softball. And I hit that ball as high and as hard as I possibly could. Magic Johnson merely stood there and put his arm up and took the ball right out of the air.
Right out of the sky.
Right out of the sky.
And robbed you.
Well, Henry, I got to tell you, man, it warmed our hearts to see two greats meet each other. And it was so cool that you got to meet Patrick Mahomes. But it's even cooler when people get to meet you. And we know from experience, and we're real happy to call you a friend. And it's nice to see you.
You know what? I'm very happy to be able to chat with you guys again.
Yeah.
And everybody who is listening, have the most wonderful and safe holiday. And I think this holiday, you turn to the people at your table and just say, you know what? I'm happy I know you, because it's getting crazy out there.
It is. It is. And are we going to be surprised that maybe Patrick Mahomes shows up at your Thanksgiving dinner? Is that?
You know, if he does, I'm going to take a picture, send it to you.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you, Henry. Appreciate you as always, man.
Great to see you. The great Emmy Award winner in front of ours, Henry Winkler.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you so much. Have a good rest
of your day.
How cool is that?
I know. Gotta love, the Fonz.
It's a great story, Rich, and you're absolutely right. It should happen more often. You know, a lot of people aren't willing enough to just express how they really feel. You know, and that's what makes Henry Winkler so special, the humility. You know, he's the Fonz, and he's like, yeah, I respect your greatness. You know, it's amazing.
And if you haven't seen the clip we're talking about, hey, look it up now and see for yourself. It was just a really, as I said before, a moment we need, just like pure, sincere, mutual love.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, it's heartwarming for sure. And I really want to know more about the conversation he had with Sly, too. Can you imagine that? Hey, yo, Henry, good day.
Talk about Barry and Tulsa King.
I know, I love it. Right. I love it.
Well, hey, Covino and Rich, live from the TireRack.com studio. And we got more next. We're going to play Tyson Trivia. We welcome Iron Mike, and we get a lot coming up right here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, now let's talk about TireRack.com. TireRack, since 1979, they've been helping people find the right tires for how, where, and what they drive.
Their team of experts has the knowledge and passion to assist every driver, and they're just a phone call or click away. Website packed with information, advice, and tools that make buying the right tires a snap, like the Tire Decision Guide. Answer a few questions, you'll get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less.
Thank you, buddy. They sell only the best brands in the industry, like the high-performance Kumho Exta tire, the all-season Krugen lineup, and the off-road capable Kumho Road Venture light truck tire.
Ratings, reviews, test results, and a national network of over 10,000 recommended installers, free road hazard protection, and fast free shipping with delivery in as little as 1 day. In many areas, they even offer mobile tire installation that comes to your home or office. Tire installation on your terms is a game changer.
I'm telling you, go to TireRack.com/sports and see for yourself. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Legend Bruno Mars.
Greatness comes from people who need to do what they're doing.
I like that.
And I want to thank Henry Winkler, Arthur Fonzarelli, our pal, for being on the show. And props to that magical moment that made everyone smile, his meeting with Patrick Mahomes. So thank you guys for hanging out with us, Covino and Rich. And by the way, if you want to see that other meeting of him and Bruno Mars, that was on our show years ago. You just search us on Twitter at Covino and Rich. Shout out to the iHeartRadio app.
Live.
Anyone listening on the podcast, we appreciate you.
We are live in the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Now, before we get into Mike Tyson trivia, I'm just looking at all the TVs. We got MLB, FS1, all the networks on the board. And I saw some B-roll of the Japanese pitcher Senga.
Mm-hmm.
How do we feel about taking high money chances on foreign ball players?
I mean, I feel, as a Yankees fan, pretty great about it.
I mean, you're going to get your Ohtanis and your Suzukis, your Ichiros.
That's what I'm saying. I've seen Ichiro day in, day out. I've seen Hideki Matsui. You know, we've seen Tanaka. We've seen lots of, so many greats.
I mean, but do you feel like what percentage, Ramos, not to put you on the spot, but you're a big baseball guy.
Love baseball.
I mean, a Nomo. There's been.
I feel like the only guy that let me down was Hideki Arabu.
But there have been guys that are letdowns, but what percentage of.
Or as George Steinbrenner famously called him, a fat toad, I believe he called him.
He did call him a fat toad. I remember.
Maybe it was just a toad.
I think it was a fat toad.
But he called him something.
Do you feel like, out of 100%, what would you say the likelihood of a Japanese superstar translating? Do you feel like we're like at an 80% clip, 50-50? Like
aside from Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah.
Like another big...
Yeah, I mean, like, you could include Ohtani, I said, Ichiro worked out, but, like, do you feel like whoever gives this guy some pretty good money, do you feel like they're taking a big risk or not really a risk?
Oh, I think they're not taking a risk. I think that Ohtani set the standard. And even Nomo and Matsui, all those guys, I think, set Ichiro, all of them set the groundwork for the Ohtanis now and the future of that.
I believe so. I think if you really want my stupid answer based on nothing,
yeah.
I feel like there's a 75% chance of great success.
Ramos nailed it, and I agree with you. It's like we've seen it now. We've seen enough Ohtanis and Ichiros and Nomos and everyone.
Don't sleep on Matsui. Godzilla was the truth,
I agree.
Man.
I'm just saying, like, I think when you see people are already starting to talk and, make their bid at Senga.
You should be excited.
Maybe Senga's the next guy, right?
I think you should be excited, yeah.
All right, it's time. We do this every Tuesday. Iron Mike Trivia.
Mike Tyson was a maniac.
I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
Put an ear to this if you're a boxing brainiac. Iron Mike Trivia.
You can't touch me. You're not man enough.
All right. It's time for Iron Mike Trivia. I'm John Ramos sitting in for Danny G.
Ramos, with
Danny G.
He's got married.
No,
Iron Mike.
Got married.
That's right.
Wow, where was my invitation?
You would have sang at the wedding, right?
I thought I was the best man.
Let's meet the contestants. We have Rich Davis.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
How about our own update anchor, Monsi Bolaños?
Hi, Monsi.
Hi.
Oh. Hi.
She doesn't sound very excited.
No.
I was reading, so I wasn't listening. I'm so sorry.
What are you reading?
I'm reading something I'm going to tell you in the update.
Okay. Better be good.
It is good. Oh, it's good.
In for Danny G, our own Bo Benson.
Hey, Bo. Oh,
what's going on, guys?
And going for his third belt in a row, the champ, the host of Countdown to Kickoff, Saturdays at 9 a.m. Eastern and Sundays 10 a.m. Eastern. It's our own Brian Noe. Brian,
hey, there he is.
What's going on? You know, I think, fellas, I think Monsi was reading a pamphlet about how Cheez-Its are the best snack ever invented.
Absolutely not. That is because they're not. So I'm never going to find an article or a pamphlet that says that.
That's not true because Pirate's Booty is my favorite snack. I like Pirate's Booty. It's my favorite.
Better than Cheez-Its, 100%.
We have rules for Iron Mike Trivia. Here they are. Our first contestant with two correct answers is the champ.
Okay.
If we finish with the multiple choice questions and there's a tie, then we have a couple of tiebreaker questions and ready to go. Your name is your buzzer, but you have to wait until all three possible answers are read by Iron Mike. And if there's two wrong answers in a row, then we move on to the next question. We all got that?
Gotcha. Hey, Iron Mike, do you mind if I just ask Monsi something before we start?
Sure. You're a very loquacious man. Go ahead.
Thank you. Monsi, you don't have kids, right?
No.
And you have Cheez-Its in your house?
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying.
I was going to say, like, I feel like there's foods that re-enter your life only when you have kids. Ramos, you can back me up. Cheez-Its, goldfish.
Goldfish, yep.
Mr. Brian Noe loves Cheez-Its, and I called them out on it because they suck.
I think they're pretty good, but I think Cheez-Its without kids is odd. All right,
that's why she doesn't have kids, Rich. Guys would be coming around if she had Cheez-Its.
I know.
Oh, is that? Then I'm really never going to have Jesus.
Oh, man. I love it. All right. Let's go. Iron Mike.
Okay, round one. When I was barely 18 years old, I legendarily made my pro boxing debut in Albany, New York, and I TKO'd who? A. Jesse Ferguson, B. Hector Mercedes, or C. Trevor Burbick?
No.
Brian.
I'm going C. Trevor Burbick.
No, that was later on. Rich.
You are a loser.
Rich, go ahead.
I'm going to go Jesse Ferguson.
Monty!
No,
you can't do it, Monty. We're good.
Well, the answer is Hector Mercedes. I TKO'd that bum. Thank you. Thank you. Moving on. Okay. Number two, round two. I once famously said about my lofty aspirations.
Ooh.
I'll fly as high as my high will take me. I'll never lay on the canvas. I have to reach for the stars, and if I miss, then I grab a handful of clouds. Or C, I conquer my goals like a warrior. Failure runs away like a defeated dog.
Rich.
No.
Rich.
I'm going to go with the last one about the defeated dog. Oh, damn it.
No.
R. A.
Ryan.
I think B, it just sounds like reaching for stars. Yeah.
Yes.
You would
yes.
be correct.
Yes.
I have famously said I have to reach for the stars, and if I miss, then I grab a handful of clouds. No. And sometimes some butt cheeks.
Oh, that's very nice, Mike.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Consensually, of
All
course.
All right, Brian Noe is up. He's got one win so far, or one of the correct answers. Let's move on, Iron Mike.
Okay, number three, round three, ding, ding. I am also affectionately known as Dr. Tyson.
Oh.
Which university luminously granted me a doctorate in 1989. Is it the University of Southern California, Boston University, or C, Central State University?
Rich.
Rich.
I mean, Tyson's in Vegas a lot, maybe out here at USC.
No.
You are a
I heard
loser.
Brian.
It's gotta be C. Again.
Yes! Yes! Wow! Wait, that means he wins.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
right.
Brian! You're like a four-time champion.
Brian's trying
I love
to,
it.
At this point, Brian's trying to throw it so he doesn't have to come back every week.
Man,
I live for Iron Mike trivia. You kidding me? It's what gets me out of bed in the morning.
You're a wonderful man, and you're a great champion.
Thanks for having me on, Iron Mike.
Anytime, Brian. No round of applause
Thank
for
you.
This guy.
This guy. This guy. Deserve some Cheez-Its.
Oh.
Gonna go celebrate with some Cheez-Its.
Nice.
Something better. You just won. Come on.
Monty's only snack is margaritas and tableside guac.
I don't even need the guac. Just give me the chips and salsa. Right.
Thank you, Monty, and thank you to the great Iron Mike.
Thank you,
guys. Always a pleasure. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye, Ramos.
I can't.
Bye. I love it.
Bye, Ramos.
All right, Monty, you got an update, pal?
I just want you to know that I couldn't participate because I couldn't take that seriously. I was just, like, processing it.
Sorry, Woody, I don't know what to tell you.
It was so good.
Are you not a fan of Iron Mike?
I just was thrown off about Iron Mike. I was like, is he here? Oh, I didn't know he was here. Okay.
Yeah, he's always a great guest. I mean, not as great as Henry Winkler, but.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, fun fact, I was telling the fellas that I was called Fonzie in high school because people were like, Monzie, can we just call you Fonzie? And I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah, Monzie, Fonzie.
Yeah, so.
I was going to say, did you wear a sweet leather jacket?
No. Yeah. It was just my name that people were like, we're just going to call you Fonzie. And so my volleyball team called me that the first couple of years. One of the better nicknames I've had. Anywho, so what I was reading is that the Dallas Cowboys tweeted, your move, OBJ. With some eyes, because I guess Dak Prescott has come out and said, hey, I've tried to recruit him. I've reached out and I told him how much I want him, how much we want him, how much he can help the team, and that we hope he knows that he can help the team. He also said that other players, other teammates of the Dallas Cowboys have also personally reached out.
Wow. Well, last thing I read was the two teams in the running are the Giants and the Cowboys. And it's like, if you were OBJ, where would you be leaning right now?
It could be a good F you to Gettleman and the people he didn't like in New York
now
that he comes back once they're fired.
Right. I got you.
You know what I'm saying? It's a new regime in New York now. So he could be like, you got rid of the trash.
If you're
now
playing
I'm back.
To win, though,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you know what, though? Monty, I mean, look at the Cowboys now. They had a great win over Minnesota.
Did.
I think they're going to whoop the Giants on Thanksgiving Day. OBJ, we don't know how he's going to be after the injury, right?
No.
But just him being there, the presence of OBJ, gives that team, in my mind, a little bump. It really does.
Yeah, and I feel like it helps, you know, in the locker room. Like, he seems like a guy you'd want to hang out with, which is also helpful. According to ESPN, he is going to wait until after Thanksgiving to pick a team, and the teams that are supposed to be in the mix are the Cowboys, the Giants, the Chiefs, the Bills, and the 49ers. Those are the five according to the ESPN report.
Bills. Wow. 49ers, they have enough. They're fine. 49ers have enough weapons. And who are the Bills have enough weapons. Josh Allen. I'm telling you, I think, you know what? Maybe whoever wins on Thanksgiving Day, maybe he's waiting. He's just sitting there eating his turkey and stuffing, and he's like, Joaquin Phoenix, waiting for the thumbs up or thumbs down in Gladiator.
Oh, Gladiator style, yeah.
For sure, he's going to go to the team he thinks is going to win. So, we'll see what happens. Now, another NFL news. The Rams have waived running back Daryl Henderson. After he was waived, Daryl Henderson went to Twitter, and he tweeted the little emoji with the sunglasses on and the two hands, like, praising. That's what he tweeted after it came out that he was...
I guess he wanted out?
It seems that way, right? It seems that way. He was probably frustrated. Who knows? But he seems to be happy that he was waived by the Rams. Now, the Chargers have officially signed kicker Cameron Dicker, who has the best name to the active roster. They've placed Dustin Hopkins on the injured reserve. Broncos have placed running back Chase Edmonds on the injured reserve because of a high ankle sprain. And former Broncos running back Melvin Gordon has cleared waivers. He is now a free agent. The Panthers said that Sam Darnold will be their starting quarterback this Sunday against the Denver Broncos. And the last thing I'll tell you is that the NFLPA has filed agreements alleging that the NFL and its teams have colluded against its players securing fully guaranteed contracts. Dun, dun, dun. Hmm.
Thank you, Bonds. I mean, Fonz.
Hey. And I have no other update on the Cardinals firing offensive line coach Sean Coogler over an incident in Mexico City on Saturday night.
Yeah, what happened there? We got to get to the bottom of that.
I don't know, but I'd when love it comes to know. Out, I know.
I'd love to know. Again, we're Covino and Rich. Thank you, Monsi.
Of course.
Covino and Rich.
I mean, I don't want to say anything. I won't say anything because I don't want to be, accused of saying anything. But when someone's in Mexico and they get fired, you can only imagine there's some shenanigans.
The story insinuates shenanigans.
Why else would he be fired? By the way, did you see, you were talking about the Rams releasing a running back. You know, Melvin Gordon, did you see what he said about his time in Denver, Monsi?
I did.
He said it could easily, I can't say it's been the easiest 3 years, but I want to thank the Broncos for helping me continue my dream. For my teammates, y'all boys really helped me keep my joy with the game, and I'm forever thankful. Went on to say that he wanted to see everyone, but he would be too emotional, no cap. But then he said, in regards to the Broncos fans, like, yo, you guys are tough. Like, he didn't show the same love to the fan base as he did to his teammates and the team. So then it was a rough go as a player.
Well, he should have never left the Chargers and done what he did.
He should talk to Joey Gallo for some inspiration.
Where's Gallo going now?
Oh, I don't know, but he had a tough time, I can tell you that, everywhere he went last year.
Thank you, Monsi.
Thank you so much. We're Covino and Rich, at Covino and Rich on social media. Remember tomorrow, in case I forget, we're going to play Midweek Major. We'll be midweek, and we're going to go through stories in sports and pop culture. Are the stories midweek or major? And then later this week, Thursday and Friday, we're in for the great Dan Patrick. So
I'm excited.
You know, when you're watching your Thanksgiving Day parades, tune in and hang out with us. We appreciate it. Again, at Covino and Rich.
You know how you and I have been talking about my teaser bets?
Yeah.
I'll either give it to you tomorrow or Thursday when we're in for Dan Patrick. I think I have a Thanksgiving teaser bet that I may put a lot of money on. I think this is the one. I think this is the one that's going to pay for the kids' Christmas presents.
Oh, nice.
I have a teaser for Thanksgiving that, you know what, maybe we'll go over on tomorrow's show. We'll do a little Thanksgiving football
tease. Like you're giving me a teaser of the teaser.
This is a teaser of the teaser, yeah. So we'll get to that. And I know coming up here on Fox Sports Radio, live from the TireRack.com studio, you have a fun story about Taylor Heinicke. And it has to do with, you know, him keeping the starting job, but something he's collecting along the way. And we'll get to that next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You know, it's really funny you would play this song, Ramos. Alien Ant Farm, right?
Yep.
Smooth Criminal, Michael Jackson cover song. It's an interesting question. If the only song you know by Alien Ant Farm is this one, are they just the best cover band we know? Because I don't know any of their original stuff, so are they just an elite cover band?
It's like they came from outer space and dropped the best one-hit wonder cover song and then went back to outer space. Only to return May 13th in Vegas for Sick New World. This is their most famous song, and when you can outdo Michael Jackson, you've done something.
There's very few songs.
They had a song called Movies that was pretty good.
No, I'm just saying. But it's very rare that a cover is as good as the legend who made it.
And extremely this is rare, yes.
And the other one I think of is
Joe Cocker
with A Little Help From My Friends, I think is a cooler spin than the Beatles with A Little Help From My Friends.
I mean, it's almost like a completely different
what
song.
What would you do if I sang? It's a Wonder Years theme. You know,
he made it like completely his own. It's like not even the same song almost. But
exactly.
We love talking music. We love talking sports. We're Covino and Rich. It's Fox Sports Radio. Thank you for hanging out live from the TireRack.com studios. And remember, the best soccer teams in the world are competing for the cup.
Football.
Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code CRSHOW.
Yeah.
CRSHOW. I do want to thank Brian Noe again for stopping by and playing Tyson Trivia with us. He's a great champion. As Tyson said, he's a wonderful man. Props to him. I want to thank the great Henry Winkler. If you just joined us now, the Fonz, Emmy Award-winning Henry Winkler, talked about his meeting with Patrick Mahomes. So catch that on the podcast.
And he told a really fun story about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Magic Johnson back in the 80s.
And thank you for hanging out with us. Now, Rich, before we wrap it up, I did want to tell you about this Heineke story.
Before you do that, I just have to ask everyone in the room, do you have notes in your phone? You know, on your iPhone, you could keep notes. Do you keep notes that are nonsense because someone will be like, hey, I got a great restaurant for you. And you fake write it down, and then you look at your phone later and like, yeah, I fake wrote down that restaurant.
It happens to me sometimes.
I went to write a note in my phone. I'm like, what is this? I'm like, oh, that's right. The other day, someone's like, you got to take your wife here. And I was like, yeah, what is it? And you write it down out of kindness when you're never going to go there.
Someone's like, you know what's a great documentary? You should check it out.
Do you like documentaries? Of course. I love documentaries.
And I'll pretend like I care, and I'll write it down on my phone.
Let me write this down.
And then I'll see that later. Like, what is that?
Paramount? Okay, I'll write that. You're really just writing it down. Out of politeness. It's a kind thing to do.
It happens.
All right, so tell everyone, what is Taylor Heineke doing, and what is he collecting along the way during his little winning streak here?
Well, I think it's kind of awesome. Is it awesome or rude? That's the first question, okay? The story is that Taylor Heineke gets a new pair of Jordans in his opponent's colors after every win.
Ooh.
So if he beats the Texans, he has a pair of like blue Jordan 4s, right? Beats the Eagles, he has the green and white Jordan 4s. The Colts, he has the Jordan 1s in blue and white. Green Bay, he has them in green and yellow.
Oh, that's cool.
So
okay.
Is that awesome?
He needs to. I'm trying to.
Or
I think
rude.
I think it's slightly rude but funny. I think it's cool. Like it's a little
I think it's added motivation.
You know what it's like
he must be like, yo, I want those Jordans and I want them in that color.
You know what it is? It's sort of like well, not like this at all because he's not a murderer, but you remember when Dexter would kill someone and he'd keep a slide of their blood?
Yeah, same thing.
Same thing. He's keeping a pair of Jordans in the color of the team he beat. It's almost like when a serial killer will like keep a part of a victim.
Yeah, it's called, what is it called, or what did Dexter call it? I keep like token my dark passenger. He calls it something.
Michael C. Hall was so great
they keep
on that
it
show.
Well, anyway, every time he beats a team, he gets a pair of Jordans in the opponent's colors. So awesome or rude, 877-99 on Fox. But then the side question is, because I'm looking at these kicks and I'm like, yeah, those are all pretty sweet. Which colors, essentially which team's colors, would be the best Jordans?
And as I think about it, let me see who's next on their schedule, because that plays a factor. Because if he's not playing these teams, he's
and
not
honestly,
getting the Jordans.
I think that gives like added fun and added motivation. It's like when a baseball player hits a home run, he wears a stupid belt or he wears a stupid crown or necklace, whatever they give him for winning that day. You see it in football, you know. But every time he wins, he gets a pair of Jordans in that color. It's just added incentive.
The
that's
trophy.
All.
It's
my trophy.
He's playing. This is interesting because he's playing the Falcons, which will be a sweet pair of red and black Jordans,
which they are selling.
Which is like the Jordan 1s.
Yeah, they're selling them now.
So
he Foot Locker, you know, but he can get some old school ones.
If Heineke beats the Falcons, they'll go to 7-5, and he'll have a pair of sweet black and red Falcons styled Jordans.
I like that.
Then they play the Giants 2 times in a row.
Oh, it's like a red, white, and blue pair.
Like almost, yeah, very American style.
You know, and is he gonna go the Air Jordan 1s, the 3s maybe.
Well, I'll tell you who he's not going to beat.
He's gotten 4s a few times.
I'll tell you who he's not going to beat. The Niners in the Bay Area. And if he does, like a red and gold, that would be cool. But
I was thinking about that. Honestly, it was the first thing that came to mind. I was like, those are sweet colors, but I don't know for kicks. Because they really don't go with anything. Red and gold is kind of tough.
Well, when they beat the Browns, does he want orange and brown?
They'd be cool to have, though.
Yeah.
Right? Like, for those rare moments. I think that's pretty original, pretty dope. I think Danny G would have to say his Raiders colors are universally awesome. And those would be the Jordan 1s, the shadows.
And,
favorite colors.
You know what else I thought a cool one would be? If Taylor Heineke kept his tradition, like you said, of getting Jordans made in the colors of the teams he beats. Too bad the Panthers aren't on his schedule, because those like the Jordan like North Carolina looking colors,
yes.
Like those, like the light blue.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that would be a cool pair. The Panthers. And I thought,
I mean, and as a sports fan, you have to realize, like, Like I cut on the 49ers Jordans, right? In this hypothetical or in this story. They would go real good. I mean, if you're rocking the jersey, you might as well have the sneakers to go with it. Exactly. That's how I see it. But yeah, Carolina would be great. That's one that he would have to get. The Dolphins, obviously.
That was the last one I wrote down. The Dolphins, cool. If you get that like that cool teal aqua with a little orange in there too. That could be a cool Jordan. So.
You know, it's funny. I like your angle of like it's sort of his trophy.
It is.
Like
he's Dexter.
It's like his serial killer sort of trophy. Where
I'm keeping a token
every time I beat them. I wear their colors. Yeah, it's kind of cool. So it's a little side story. Again,
it's like,
if you just joined us, Heineke gets a new pair of Jordans in his opponent's colors after every win.
Isn't the other psychopath we love on TV, Joe Goldberg on You, didn't he collect like teeth or something?
Oh,
like,
yeah, it always
like,
seems to be a thing.
There's always some creepo that
seems to be a thing.
Well,
yeah.
Hey, at least it's sneakers. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday night. At Covino and Rich, if you miss anything, download the podcast. Until tomorrow, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good night.
Goodbye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th, with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.